Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. It's good to be together again this day, and I hope that you are well. If you, for whatever reason, are not doing so well, please write to me with a request for prayer. Maybe you are unwell physically, mentally, emotionally, and/or spiritually. Whatever the case may be, I will pray for you and see if I can offer you some encouragement. Life is a struggle for all of us on some level and in some way. Being human is hard. It is, isn't it? Believing in God through Christ and living in the power of the Holy Spirit does not make life any easier. In fact, there is a fresh set of challenges given to Christian people every day because we are Christ's people in a sinful, fallen, and totally ungodly world. And so we need one another. We need the encouragement that comes from knowing another person hears what we're dealing with, what we are going through, and cares enough to listen and to pray for us. If you were with us yesterday, you will appreciate a reminder. And for those of you just joining us, now the good news is we have just begun a fresh focus here on God Is. Over the next 2 weeks, we'll be traveling in the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ as we are transported from earth to heaven. The Apostle John, who wrote the Revelation, will be our guide, and he's going to reveal to us what was revealed by Jesus to him. This is why the title of the final book of the entire Bible is really The Revelation of Jesus Christ, and not only The Revelation. Jesus is the Revelator. Jesus is the Revelator. And the central attitude we will find in heaven is thanksgiving. And yes, I am pairing this biblical reality with the upcoming Thanksgiving Day holiday here in the United States. For those of you listening to the God Is podcast around the world, Thanksgiving is an annual holiday, and it may not resonate with you, but the scene we are about to uncover in heaven surely will resonate with you. Heaven is a real place. Heaven exists now and forever. And people who believe by faith alone in the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sins, we are going there, either when we die or when Christ snatches away, he raptures his church from this world, whichever comes first. And I want you to see that in heaven, God is thanked. In heaven, God is thanked. We ended yesterday's broadcast and podcast by reading the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 4. You might remember I read the entire chapter. It's only 11 verses. I say only, and yet each verse is packed tight with glorious detail. I highly recommend that you read and reread the chapter, or that you hear it read to you from an audio Bible, such as from an app, should that be your preference. For example, if you listen to God Is in the car as you commute, which I know many of you do, when I go off the air, turn on Revelation 4 and listen from the audio Bible. If you have read this, or when you do read this or listen to it, it is highly likely that you'll think, wow, there really is a lot of detail here, and there are, how should I put this, odd things here too. It gets weird. That would be a very fair response to what Jesus shows John in this scene in heaven. My task is to identify what is before us, as well as who is before us in this passage. To tell you as best I can, by the grace of God, what it means, and then to bring some application to our lives back down here on planet Earth. Up front, I will let you know that we do not have the time to cover everything. I will be moving through this passage fairly swiftly, fitting my task to my limited time. But as always, if as you explore the Revelation, you have any questions or comments, send them along to me. My email and post office box addresses are given at the close of our time together on radio, and those of you on the podcast can get them from my website, godisministry.org. Write to me. What I want to do today is get a little outline on your mind of how we will walk our way through Revelation chapter 4. But first, let me be sure you center your attention on verse 9. The word in verse 9 that interests us is the word thanks. Now, when I read verse 9 of Revelation chapter 4 to you, you will immediately want more on context. This verse does not make sense outside of the context of the verses that surround it. So we will come to those other verses. But just at the start, listen to this. And when the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, to him who lives forever and ever. Thanks. Whoever the living creatures are, and I will tell you who they are, the living creatures give glory and honor and what? Thanks. Glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne. And I will tell you who sits on the throne. This word thanks in the Greek language means giving of thanks. Literally, the giving of thanks for God's grace. The giving of thanks for God's grace. The same word is used again in the revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 7 and verse 12. This is Revelation 7, verse 12. Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. The Greek word used for thanks in Revelation 4, verse 9 is the same word used for thanksgiving in Revelation 7, verse 12. And a very similar word is used over in Revelation chapter 11 and verse 17. So let me read that verse to you. I am still in the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ, and now chapter 11, verse 17 says, "We give you thanks, O Lord God, the Almighty, who are and who were, because you have taken your great power and have begun to reign." Revelation 11, verse 17. So that in Revelation 4, 9, 7, 12, and 11, 17, thanks and thanksgiving are used to describe how God is worshipped in heaven. Thanksgiving permeates the worship of holy God in his heaven. God is being thanked continuously, eternally, and everlastingly. God is to be thanked. As we move away from Revelation 4 and verse 9, so we can soak in the broader context of this thanks being given to God, I want to make sure you do not lose sight of this word. Can I suggest that when you get to your copy of the Bible, that you highlight the word thanks in Revelation 4, verse 9, and the two other scripture references, Revelation 7, 12, and 11, 17. You'll have thanksgiving on your mind this week and next, so be thinking about how the Bible applies thanksgiving to God. And now we are ready for the outline. If you want to get this outline in writing, just write to me and ask for it. Of course, I'll be sure to remind you daily of where we are at within the outline, but if you are a visual learner, having it out in front of you will be a handy little assist for your brain. Taking thanksgiving as our theme, I want you to understand, first, how to locate or how to place Revelation chapter 4 in the entire book of the Revelation. Let's talk about the context of this chapter within the book, shall we? Second, I want to identify for you who is the one sitting on the throne. The throne is very important to this scene, as we shall see, and who is the one sitting on the throne? Third, I want to identify for you the 24 elders. In the passage, the 24 elders sit on 24 thrones, which are located around the throne. The question is, who are these 24 elders? We will discuss their identity. Fourth, I want to identify for you who are the four living creatures. The four living creatures have a key part to play here in the worship of God. They are the ones thanking God in verse 9 of Revelation 4, and so we must understand who these are. Who are the four living creatures? And fifth, I will make application to all of this, to our lives in the here and now on earth. My intention is to make application throughout the series, but I will bring all of the teaching together at the end so that you clearly understand the significant place that being thankful has in the eternal heavens. Okay, that is our outline, and we will begin by making our way through it. I hope that you will be with me every weekday at this time or via the free God is podcast in case you miss us on the radio. And the first point on the outline leads us to ask, how does chapter 4 fit in the context of the 22 chapters of the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ? A lot of times when people come to the Revelation, they imagine it to be confusing, difficult to understand, kind of beyond them. But this need not be the case. Actually, of all the books in the Bible to outline, Revelation is the most clear. If you have studied it before, especially with a good, competent teacher, then you know this is true. All you have to do to get the outline of the book is read just one verse in the Revelation, and tomorrow we will do exactly that. This is where we will begin with point one on our outline. So please join us again tomorrow. And remember, if things are not going too well with you, if you have something going on in your life for which you could use prayer, I invite you to write to me. I will pray for you and offer encouragement to you. So please write to me today and then join me again tomorrow for God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.